Okay, we'll go to agenda item 9.2, which is submittal of comments and revisions to the Texas Water Development Board on the draft water user group list for the purposes of the 2026 Brazos G Regional Water Plan. Go ahead, Tony.
Sure thing. Rest easy. I am not reading through this list to you today.
Unless y'all want him to.
The idea was I wanted to have wanted it to be in your packet for reference, but those 279 water user groups, I wanted to have the list for your reference in your packet. This is the list in alphabetical order. What I will tell you is that there are two CRUs, the collective reporting units, Abilene and Gerald Schwertner, that were included in the last planning cycle and are proposed to be included in this planning cycle as well. And also, for the new folks in the room, there's always a concern when you see the list and go, well, wait a minute, I'm not on there. Maybe I didn't provide 100 acre foot of water per year to meet that threshold. Am I not planned for? And the answer is, everybody's planned for the smaller entities that don't meet that threshold, they're aggregated into what we call county other. And every county has an aggregate of all those quote unquote smaller water providing utilities that are aggregated together in county other. There are roughly 290 smaller WUGs that are collected into the 37 county other entities. And what I will tell you directly is that our plan usually is that we pull the information together. The Water Development Board develops the estimates for county other along with all of these other WUGs, and that as we dig into them, we'll engage with those smaller entities and really hone in where we identify a need. And that's, I'm talking a year from now, but just giving you guys the awareness that when we identify a need, that will be when we start drilling down to the individual, even smaller than this list, in that county other area to make sure that what we're talking about in addressing the need speaks to those smaller entities and the needs that are identified in there. That's kind of our plan of attack for how we address county other. So, and the messages that we're capturing everybody as part of the process. As I noted before, there are seven new WUGs for the 2026 Brazos G plan. They all now meet that threshold of 100 acre feet per year and are derived, were smaller entities that were in the last planning cycle in County Other Bell or County Other Burleson, and have now evolved or are high enough in use to be a individual WUG. They are Bell County WCID number one, Cade Lakes WSC, the City of Benjamin, Hog Creek Water Supply Corporation, NOAC Water Supply Corporation, SUN WSC, and Westbound WSC. We have one proposed revision, and that's simply when we've done the, when I say we, Region G has done the plan in the past, they don't include the word city of in the name. They just have the name of the city. And so the revision that we're proposing is simply to take city of out of the name and call it Benjamin instead of city of Benjamin. And that's just for consistency with our planning. There are several WUGs that have had name changes. We've been in contact with these WUGs at some level, either through phone calls or emails, to ensure that these name changes are accurate. Some even occurred, I think it was Bethany, that occurred back in 2010. So it's a good thing that we're catching it now. But we'll have these name changes for these WUGs for the purposes of the 2026 plan, and we've confirmed those name changes. We don't have any proposed revisions on those. They're accurate. The Water Development Board pulled that information from the PUC, and they were indeed accurate. And so no proposed revision here from this body, just simply noting that these are going to be the name changes for this planning cycle. So the action that I'm seeking today is for approval of the draft municipal WUG list with one proposed revision for the City of Benjamin, to just name it Benjamin. It's a new WUG. And we're seeking approval of the Brazos G consultant to coordinate with the Water Development Board and submit comments and revisions to the Water Development Board on the draft water user group list for the purposes of the 2026 Brazos G water plan by July 29th, 2022. That is the action being sought. Before we look for a motion or anything from you guys, I'll just let you know that where we're going from here ties up with what Jean's various schedule elements that she noted a while ago. We'll be getting the additional non-municipal numbers in August or September. We'll be getting the municipal numbers from the board in February, first quarter next year. And then we'll have the opportunity to propose revisions on all of them in by July of next year. So we're about 1 year from now. We'll be having a meeting just like this with a lot more significant discussion on revisions and whatnot. That's where we're going with ultimately the adoption projections in the fourth quarter of next year. So with that, I'm going to leave this up here. I'll just say I have it worded this way. The proposed revision is for Benjamin instead of City of Benjamin, but I worded it this way just in the off chance that between now and July 29th, if another entity comes running in going, wait, my name is blah, 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 and somehow didn't catch it, we have the opportunity, if it's not substantive and just a small change, that the consultant can take that information in as well, if need be, prior to submittal to the board. I think it's very unlikely because I plan on submitting this pretty quickly once we get the approval here today, hopefully. But I always leave that just in case.
Any questions? Go ahead, Zach.
One question for you. On the collective reporting units, I know that the two that we have are Abilene and Gerald Schwartner. To be a collective reporting unit, I know it has to have a general connection through its reporting unit, but does one of the individual, like water companies, water supply corporations, anything else, individually have to meet that 100 acre foot provision? Or if there's four or five of them together that have kind of that collective,
I think
that would push it over.
I think it's the prerogative of the regional planning group. That if there's one of them and they're working collaboratively and they submit a request, that's a key step, is that they request to be aggregated, then it's up to the planning group as to whether or not, that if the planning group wants to carry the ball forward with a recommendation of Water Development Board, that they can do so.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, we're looking for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the draft municipal WUG list, that we include Benjamin as a revision, and that we approve Brazos G Consultant to coordinate with the Texas Water Development Board and submit comments and revisions to the Texas Water Development Board on the draft water user group list for the purposes of 2026 Brazos G Water Plan by July 29, 2022.
I have a motion by Gary Westbrook. Is there a second? Second by Kathy Turner Jones. Let me write this down. So we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, no. Motion passes with no noes.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Tony. That brings us to agenda item 10.
Tony, can you come back a second?
We got another question.
Yeah. I just wanted to make a quick comment just for the record, I guess, coming back. Fort Hood and Dyess Air Force Base in Abilene are both subject to some new requirements based on the 2021 NDAA. The National Defense Authorization Act that deals with resiliency. I think that we as a board ought to be aware of that, because there are going to be very specific requirements of federal installations, military in particular, about their water resource requirements. And I think our plan ought to recognize that. I don't know exactly what that means yet, but I think it is, for the sense of what we're responsible for, to be aware of that and to account for it as applicable moving forward, because that, again, that's a 2021 decision. They're still trying to figure out what it all means, but I just point that out as just something tied to this discussion that it's relevant.
I think that's a very good recommendation. The core had a giant meeting a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, on planning, where they solicited input from states all across the Southwest, and Texas was there and others. And part of the discussion was at the federal level, some of the requirements at federal facilities that are being implemented, and they're looking at the state level and trying to look at where there's consistency, overlap, and things like that, where this plan could note such consistency or identify where there's certain federal goals at federal facilities within the region. I think that would be a great addition for the purposes of the plan. I think it could help things beyond just the entities in the region. So yeah, we'll definitely note that.
Okay, anything else? All right, thanks, Tony.